In 2017, synthetic opioid fentanyl hit the Canadian city of Toronto, and people using drugs started dropping.
Like, it was a slaughter, a decimation. Dozens of death notifications a week is not normal.
Health professionals, activists and drug users called for an emergency response to the toxic drug death crisis facing them. And when authorities failed to act, they took matters into their own hands.
My name's Sarah Gregg, and we're standing at Queen and Sherbourne in downtown Toronto, outside of the Moss Park Consumption and Treatment Service.
With the UK's first safer drug consumption facility due to open in Glasgow this summer, the Ferret visited Toronto, Canada, to find out what difference a community approach can make.
Hi, come in.
We heard from those struggling to cope with the realities of super-strength drug fentanyl.
Why would a man create something like this? It's evil. I don't wish this addiction on my worst enemy.
I was out about 4 minutes, 5 minutes. I came to, everybody was happy, a couple of girls were crying. Like, that's guardian angel kind of shit, you know.
And we heard stories of love and loss, of systemic failure, but also of hope and healing.
I have so much love and thanks for people who taught me how to do this work, but also taught me how to be a good nurse and taught me how to be a better human.
Listen to our new one-off Ferret podcast, A Place to Heal, Saving Lives in Toronto's Toxic Drug Crisis. Available from Monday, the 29th of April at theferret.scot or wherever you get your podcasts.